Okay, we're continuing in the Drushas Haran. We're in Drush Hashvi'i, and we're on in the Masada Rav Kooks. We're on page Resh Nun Ches. So we were discussing a fascinating Gemara that had said that there was a disagreement, a machlokas between Hashem and the Yeshiva Shalmaila. If you weren't sure, by Taras, if a person has Taras, they need to get the white patch there before the hair comes there, before the white hairs show up. If the white hairs show up first, it's not Taras. So there was a machlokas. What if it's a suffix? If you're not sure, which came first, the white or the patch? The white hairs or the patch? So there was a machlokas Hashem and the Yeshiva Shalmala. So obviously it sounds a little funny, but there was a machlokas between Hashem and the Yeshiva Shalmala. And they said, how are we going to find out the answer? We'll ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani, who was still alive. And they asked him, and he said it was Tahar. So the Ran was explaining this. So we're going to continue with that. It says, Achshav Nishra Ashela Ashenis. So we're going to answer now the second question, which was, Eich Safku B'mashe Sigo Me'Hashem Isbarach. How could it be that the Yeshiva Shamala basically argued with Hashem? How could it be that there's a machlokis, the Yeshiva Shamala with Hashem? But the answer to this is based on what he said till now, which is, even though they knew Hashem said that if you're not sure, it's Tahor. Okay, if Hashem said it, then that's obviously the absolute truth. However, they still thought it was Tamei. Why? Since the ability to paskin a question, to paskin a shayla, was given over to humans. And the Yeshiva Shalmaila is the neshamas of the tzaddikim that used to be alive. So since it used to be in their hands to decide how what the halacha should be, it used to be up to them. The sichlam hayimachayev l'tamei, and according to their mind, meaning what they thought was the mind of a human, they thought it should be tamei. Alpha pishu hafach menevus, even though it wasn't the truth. Because that's what a human mind would say. In other words, they understood Hashem to be saying this is the truth, and they were saying that humankind would think otherwise, and therefore that should be the halacha. So even other possibility, even if the truth obviously is with Hashem, still you can't paskin like that, because Hashem gave over the ability to be koveya, to paskin what the halach is, to humans. Just like the story with Rabbi Elazar, they've quoted before, where, again, Rabbi Elazar said, if I'm right, let all these miracles happen, and all these miracles happened. And again, the Ran also mentions, and a voice came out from heaven that said, Rabbi Elazar is right. Nobody cared. They weren't unsure whether that baskel was from Hashem or just some weird voice. They knew it was Hashem saying that they were, that Rabbi Elazar was correct, Moshlo Supa Kalelo, just like in this case, there was no doubt. And still, like the case of Rabbi Elazar, they said, the Torah says Lo Bashamayim. The Torah says the Halacha is not in Shamayim. Human beings are the ones that paskin Halacha. Bottom line is that whatever the humans decide should be, the Halacha. So that's why the Yeshiva Shamala was saying, it's Tameh. They weren't saying they were right. They were saying, this is what the humans would say, because they used to be humans, so they thought this is what a human mind would think, that it should be tummy. And that's why they said, who's going to see who's right? Let's ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because Rabbi Bar Nachmani was an actual human. He was still alive. They weren't trying to find out what's the absolute truth. They weren't in doubt what the absolute truth was. Whatever Hashem said it was is what it was. But Rabbi, what Rabbi Bar Nachmani was machria, what he was able to paskin, is what humans think. In other words, based on the Torah and the Yud Gimel Midos, the way to darshan the Torah that was given over to humans. Again, it's not that Hashem wasn't sure about that either. Hashem was saying what the truth was, and the Yeshiva Shemala was saying what they thought human beings would say. And they said, well, ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because he's a human, and he can tell us what the poskim of this generation say. So, and he said, Latayr. He said it should be Tahar. Rabbi Bar Nachmani did. And that which the Yeshiva Shalmaila made a mistake, and they said it was Tamei. That was only because the Yeshiva Shalmaila was not so smart at figuring out what humans should think. Oh, or possibly, which is a pretty scary thing. Or it's possible because they hadn't tried hard enough in their life to study Torah. They hadn't been big enough masmidim, they hadn't tried enough in their learning of Torah in when they were alive, so they came out with wrong halachas when they were dead. Either way, whatever the pshat is, they made a mistake, the yeshiva shamala, and Rabbi Baruch Nachmani said, it's tahar. Okay, and then the Ran continues, if the fact would be that the other Talmid Chachamim of that generation would argue with Rabbi Baruch Nachmani, who said it was tahar, even though Rabbi Baruch Nachmani, we know, was right, the rove, the majority, will not follow what Rabbi Baruch Nachmani says, and they shouldn't. The Torah therefore said you should go with the majority. That's what the Torah wants us to do. The individual needs to follow the majority of the Talmid Chachamim. Even if you know they're all wrong, because that's what Hashem said when He said lo sasser. The pasuk in the Torah says lo sasser. It means you follow the chachamim no matter what. You go after the majority. Okay. Now the Ron's going to expand a little on this. This mitzvah of lo sasser, or a lo sasser actually, it's a negative commandment. Do not go away from what the chachamim say. Then the person always has to follow what Chazal say. So he says there's two parts to this lav. Ha'echad, one thing is, number one is that you have to follow their psak. If the Sanhedrin of your generation, or whatever, the Sanhedrin, or the, if they paskin, halacha is one way, so you have to follow them, even if you're absolutely sure they're wrong, and you may even be right, it doesn't matter. The halacha is to follow the majority. When it comes to psak, you go in tami v'tar, chayiv v'patar. When it comes to something being tami or tahar, or chayiv or patar, you have to follow the Chachamim of your generation. Vasheni, second thing that's part of Lo Sasser, is Shalalasser Mikol Siyagim Betakanosh Shiskinu Alehim Kidilasa Siyag Latara. The other thing is that you have to follow all the Takanos that Chazal make up as a way to protect the Torah. Again, I just want to mention, when we talk about the actual official Lo Sasser Daraisa, and this is Daraisa that you must follow the Chachamim, doesn't necessarily mean and every generation there's the official law of Lo Sasser that may be only with the real, you know, Chachamim, Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Agazis. But he's certainly using it here to discuss in general following the Takanos of Chazal, in general, certainly past the Sanhedrin. Anyway, he says Lo Sasser refers to, number one, following the Psak of the Chachamim, and number two is to keep the Isurim, the Rabbanon that they invent. Hulufikach, therefore, kala over al achad mehashvusin over below sasem in a Torah. Therefore, someone who does not keep an Isur Rabbanon, so they're over not just an Isur Rabbanon, they're over a lo sase daraisa. In hefresh bin hametaltal machat mecham latzel, the Ran is being a little, you know, I guess maybe say dramatic here. He's saying there's no difference between moving mukta, moving a needle, which is a klishim lachtal iser, from the chamal itself, to, you know, moving with something that's a klishim lachtal iser to protect itself. Oh, yotzi b'sand halamasimur, or if you go out with a shoe that has nails or cleats on it, which is called nails, that's more what it is, a sandal with nails on it, k'maisa shaya chazal forbade walking out with those on Shabbos because of a story, but whatever it is, chazal midig there, you can't walk out with a shoe that has nails out coming out the bottom. There's no difference in either of those. La ochil chaylev, to someone who eats chaylev, la charish b'shor v'chamor, someone who plows with an ox and a donkey, which are isurim d'araisa. He's saying there's no difference between an isur d'rabbanan and an isur d'araisa. They're all isurim d'araisa, because there's a losa saying in the Torah called losasar, which includes isurim d'rabbanan. Masha amru b'talmuds, savik d'rabbanan l'kula, and that which you'll find in the Gemara, many kulas, many leniencies by Yisurei d'Rabbanan, such as Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'kula, that if you're unsure about an Issur d'Rabbanan, you can be lenient. V'aminu aktanim b'shel d'Reim, and sometimes you find we're allowed to believe aktanim, people who aren't 12 or 13 yet, they have believability, you're allowed to believe them for halacha. V'lo heimidu d'Reim b'makam hefsed moment, or sometimes you don't have to keep certain d'Rabbanans if there's a loss involved. And sometimes you can do an Issur d'Rabbanan if there's a cover, if you're, you know, it's super duper embarrassing. Again, this is not to say all the Rabbanans have these leniencies, but they have been applied to various derabbanan in various specific cases. Ubisim chas yantiv, sometimes for the mitzvah of enjoying yantiv, you're allowed to do certain isur derabbanan. Many places. It's not because that the rabbanans are by definition more lax, and that's why you don't have to be as stringent with them. It's because when the chachamim, really it's a full iser daraisa, but when the chachamim invented their iser derabbanan, they said, we are inventing it with the clause that if you're unsure, then you don't have to do it. Savik derabban lakula. In other words, that was part of how they invented it. It's not because it should be more lenient, it's because they instituted it with a leniency. But in terms of what it really is, it's still an Isser Drabbanan. Zehu das HaRambam Zav, Chen Kasim, first Sefer, Sof Sefer Shoftim. This is the opinion of the Rambam. It's famous, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is of this opinion, that all Drabbanans are really Daraisas. The Ramban there argues, if so, how do we have a case of Sofek Drabbanan Lakula ever, because it's always Daraisa. And this is basically what they respond, what we just read, that it's because the Chachamim instituted it with these heterim that they said, don't keep the rabbanans when there's ever a doubt. Okay, that's the Rambam's opinion, so the Ran is saying that over as well, that it seems it is his opinion, that really all Isurim d'araisa are really an Isur d'araisa. Okay, Vim Tikshal Da'aseh, and if you will ask a question on this notion, Vimash Amr B'Mesach HaShabbos Gabi Ner Chanukah. If you'll ask about this, based on what the Gemara says about Ner Chanukah. No, I did not do this year now because it happens to be near Chanukah time. It just worked out that way. Okay, so it says by near Chanukah, Shetzarech Levarech Sherkeh Shanam Tzavit Ivanu. Gemara says that when you light Neros Chanukah, you make a bracha of thank you Hashem who commanded us to light Chanukah candles. Vishalu Heichen Tzivanu. The Gemara asks, really? Where does it say Hashem commanded us to light Chanukah candles? Which pasuk is that? Obviously, there is no pasuk. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Rav Avi Amar Milo Sasser. Rav Avi says the place the Torah commanded us is the pasuk of Lo Sasser. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha. Comes from the pasuk in Hazino that says, ask your father and he'll tell you what you need to do. V'nira Mikan, it seems from here, Shlonia Mitzuvim L'Shmo Adivra Chachamim Alam Asmachta. It sounds like you don't really need to listen to Chazals because they're Nisr Daraisa. It sounds like it's just an Asmachta. Asmachta is something learned out of a pasuk, but we know it's not really the intention of the pasuk. It's basically at the level of a derabbanan, maybe a little bit higher, possibly, but basically around the level of the rabbanan ki. Because the Ran says that's obviously at least the second opinion that says that we learn the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha. That is certainly only an asmachta, that pasuk, because it's just saying ask your father, you know, what to do. It's not a real mitzvah saseh. If that's the case, then probably Rav Avia wasn't arguing about that, and probably he also meant Lo Sasser on a level of Asmachta. In which case, it sounds like the fact that all the Rabbanans are just from Lo Sasser or Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha, but it sounds like those aren't real drushas, those are just Asmachtas. The answer to this question is that there's a reason why there's a machlokas about Ner Chanukah. The only machlokas, says the Ran, is by Ner Chanukah. Why? What's special about Ner Chanukah? Mipnei shehi shahaya, rather, Rav Avia sover shekashem. Rav Avia is the one who said that it is from Lo Sasser. So Rav Avia held shekashem shekala gzeros v'hadinim v'as yagim shel divrehem, just like all isurei derabbanan smuchim alav the Lo Sasser k'moshim v'forsh b'perek mishmesu are all based on the pasuk of Lo Sasser. So too, when they invented mitzvos, smuchim alos v'halav ba'atzma, they really come from that lav too. In other words, their power comes from that lav. So it's not just, according to Rav Avia, it's not just when Chazal said, don't do muktzel, lest you come to do an actual malacha d'araisa, and that comes from Lo Sasser. It's not just that, but even when they invent mitzvos that have nothing to do with any existing mitzvah, Ner Chanukah is completely made up. So you might think that doesn't come from Lo Sasser. So Rav Avi is of the opinion, no, even that has a din d'araisa. It also comes from Lo Sasser. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Shein Smach Bosu Alav. Nachman Yitzchak says, no, you can't take that out of Lo Sasser. El Dvarim Yeshlam Iker Batorah. Then only that lav would only be good for you when they're commenting or trying to enhance or protect a mitzvah d'araisa, like Muktzah, which is supposed to keep you from doing an Isser on Shabbos. Aval ha-mitzvot ha-mechudashos mehem, but things that are clearly completely made up and have no connection to any existing mitzvah in the Torah, eilem smach ele b'pasuk shalavicha v'yegedcha. That comes only from shalavicha v'yegedcha. V'atam, and the reason is, v'yishadvarim she'im mosifim b'mitzvot ha-Torah atzmam, the things that Chazal add to the Torah, ke'ein pirish ha-Torah hi. That's like an explanation of the Torah. Shem zal omrim, like they say, kol tzemra pishtim hem kilayim. V'chol shvus u'malacha. In other words, when there's an existing mitzvah, and Chazal came and expanded that mitzvah, it's like explaining what the Torah meant, kind of, even though it's not explaining the Torah, but it's like that. In other words, if they said that you shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos, and Chazal come and expand it, so that you might not come to that, so to protect you from coming to that malacha, or if they say don't wear shatnez, which is really wearing wool and linen, very attached with Shua Tavi Venoz, whatever, getting into that, which is tied together in a specific way. So if they say, even if your wool and linen got tied together, not in the way exactly the Torah made it to make it Daraisa, they expanded it to be anyway, the wool and linen are put together. So they're expanding an existing mitzvah. So that that could be connected to Lo Sasser. But when they say light in Ner Chanukah, you can't connect that to Lo Sasser, the second opinion the Gemara held. Because that has nothing to do with being unsure about a mitzvah in the Torah. The Chazal would come and explain to you, oh, you should do it this way. In other words, the mitzvah of Lo Sasser, the psukim beforehand, are saying, if you're not sure what to do, you'll go to Beis Din, they'll tell you what to do. Lo Sasser, don't turn from what they're doing. So the Ran's understanding that Lo Sasser, according to the second opinion of the Gemara, Lo Sasser is very connected to existing mitzvahs of the Torah that you weren't sure about. And that's why you went to the Beis Din to ask them, what should I do? And then don't turn away from what they say. So he and this again, the second opinion understood that that's only Lo Sasser therefore can only apply to questions about existing mitzvahs, and therefore Lo Sasser can't apply to Ner Chanukah, which is completely made up. But it can be included in the mitzvah Hazinu, or the statement in Hazinu to just follow what your elders say. That's just a general thing to follow what the Chachamim say. Okay, aval gzeiros v'mishpatim v'hatakana shem b'mitzvos haTorah, and this is the point here of the Ran, but the gzeiros that Chazal invent, not like Ner Chanukah, let's say just Muktzah. So those, kulamei mechlalos osur, everyone agrees that that's part of the Isser Daraisa of Los Osur. Ka'over alechad me'ashrusin, ka'over alechad me'alav. And therefore, anyone who does any Isser Darabanan, it's as if they did an Isser Daraisa. Ki ikr hatara v'goldo schara hu b'mash yigzeru ha'chachamem v'yizkenu b'mash enlos machmel ha'tara. Hope you heard that right. The main part of the Torah, the ikr of the Torah, the most schar you get, is following what Chazal were masakin, that has no direct mitzvah in the Torah. Shkachi amaskan parakan azakin. Because that's the maskan of the Gemara in Gittin that says, Amrusham, Amir Belazar, Torah is rov biksav umiyat alpeh. The Torah is mostly biksav and a little bit alpeh. Here we go. Shneamar echtav lo rubi torasi. Rabbi Elazar says, Torah is robik sav amid alpeh. The Torah is mostly written, and only a small part of it is balpeh. As it says, I will write for you most of my Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, rov alpeh amid biksav. Really, most of it is not written. Most of it is alpeh. And there's only a minority of it is actually written. Shneamar ki alpeh advar meila, from another pasuk. So the Gemara asks on him, "Vaksiv echtav lo rubi torasi." What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk that says that I will write for you most of my Torah? Hahu etmoi kametama. That's the pasuk asking it in a question statement. Echtav lo rubi torasi. Can I write for you most of my Torah? V'alok umar zar nachshvu. Okay. The Ran says, really everyone agrees to this. It's impossible to think that most of the Torah can be written down. Even Rabbi Elazar, who says most of the Torah is written, he was not thinking that you're going to figure out most of the mitzvahs in the Torah by actually reading the Torah. That's impossible. There's no way to understand most of the mitzvahs, or even all of them, without Chazal explaining it and Torah Shabbal Peh. El Ratzel Omer Shebeminosha Torah Nedreshes Ben Urova Torah. It meant to say that if you include the Yud Gimel Midos, Kal Vachomers, and Gzeira Shavas, if you include all those as if it's written in the Torah, the Nichlo Bazet Tarek Mitzvahs Peh Roshayna Berein, and included in that, it therefore is the Tarek Mitzvahs and their explanations and their Biurim Vachim and Shekein, Rova Torah Yeshla Rembez Bixav. So what we mean to say is most of the Torah is hinted to in the Psukim. Rav Yochanan Chalak and Rav Yochanan still disagrees. I'm Shirova Torah Al Peh, that most of the Torah is Baal Peh. How can that be? Ki bein osan advarim shem halacha l'moshe misinai. If you include all the halacha l'moshe misinai that have absolutely no hint of the Torah, ubein atakano she'asu chachamim k'delasius se'al gatara, and you count all the derabanans, then hu rova Torah? That's most of the Torah. Haha. So that's how you get in his version. In other words, if we include all the yigum midos and all the hints to things, then you could argue that most of the Torah is written. But if you include all the Drabanans, plus all the halacha Moshe Mishinez, Rav Yochanan says that most of it's not written. The Dira Maskenos HaGemarik, Rav Yochanan, and it seems that the conclusion of the Gemara is like Rav Yochanan, that most of it is Baal Peh. Shen Amar Lo Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael HaBishvil Dvarim Shebaal Peh. That Hashem only made a covenant with the Jewish people because of things that the Dvarim Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Peh. Rotzel Omer Sheikar Aschar, is again his point. That means that the Iker, the most important part of the schar, hu b'mashi echadshu hachachamim b'mashi iskenu k'dei la'asios k'siyog b'torah. The Iker schar we get, the main reward we get for doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, is all about the rabbanans, which, as he said, are really d'oraisas, a tremendously big, important concept that the Ran says here, and to explain how important the rabbanans are.